Welcome to the Subspace.net Real Audio Hour. Everything you could possibly want to know, squeezed into 4 minutes.
I hate broccoli. And yet, in a certain sense, I am broccoli.
Greetings, fellow Subspacers. Welcome to our second weekly Real Audio Show, which is, hopefully, better than our first show. Well, we're off to a fine start. Anyway, today we're going to cover an issue brought up after last week's show, more specifically the problem with Real Audio G2. Godzilla's back on the show this week, plus interviews with Neva G, Afariside, and Topscore from Outlaws. In sports this week, we've got some coverage of this past weekend's MLPB action, Topscore covers this past Power League semifinal highlights, and the one and only Neva G blesses us with the Power League coverage. And we have all sorts of little things thrown in for good measure, including listener call-ins, emails, and some other just weird stuff.
Good, clean, wholesome fun.
We'll get things rolling right after this word from our sponsor. Oh, we don't have a sponsor? Okay. Anyways, we've had a few emails from people who are using the latest version of Real Audio G2. Distortion, pausing, and other problems were reported. Remember that Real Audio G2 is currently in beta, so try to get a copy of Real Audio 5. There's been no problems reported with using Real Audio 5.0 until the boys at Real Networks release a more solid program. Extreme Games and South Park were down for a few hours over this weekend to reduce the server load for the players in Power League semifinals. Administrators for each zone were contacted and agreed to have their zone shut down for this purpose. We'd like to thank those involved. An anonymous listener requested we list the top 3 porn sites this week, so here they are. The top 5 free porn sites are as follows. At number 5...
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin.
Hello, ladies. This is B. Clinton calling from the White House. I listen to the RA show. It sounds great. Just wanted to offer my support.
So that's it for the top 5 sites. Enjoy! So, what is happening around Subspace this week? Well, like usual, not much. But Bodchaser over at iNets recently put up a nice new design for his site, and it's a definite improvement. For those who haven't seen it yet, or those who don't know where the iNet site is, punch in subspace.inet.fi in your browser and check it out. Detox posted a rather lengthy message over at subspace.warzone.com. He started what hopes to be a respark of interest in Subspace. Back to the good old days of Subspace where skill and teamwork wins the game. From what I understand, new zone settings will be implemented each week on Detox's server, creating a nice variety of play on a weekly basis. Games will have multiple frequencies made up of individual pub players or squads. The first game will probably be a flagging-style game. Hopefully we can get an interview with Detox so we can fill everybody in on his plan. Oh joy, we have a caller.
Hey guys, this is Rod Humble, janitor over at Harmless Games. Just thought I'd drop you a line. Jeff and I just listened to your radio show, and we thought it was absolutely hilarious. We really had a good time. Thought it was excellent. This show is so cool, you could stick a piece of wood up its ass and call it a popsicle. We thought it was that funny. Anyway, dude, take it easy. Hope it all goes well for you. Bye.
I got a chance to speak with Godzilla once again this week. He talked about the future of Hockey Zone, the completion of the RSHL season, ref and newbie issues with the zone, plus some of the upcoming events like Goodwill Games and the upcoming Medieval Zone.
Lizard.
With the completion of the first season, the RSHL is in a period of transition. Some teams are chomping at the bit to begin anew, while others want a break. Both have legitimate arguments. Starting too soon can cause burnout, but waiting too long can result in disinterest. To try to satisfy both groups, the weekend of August 31st has tentatively been selected as the start of the new season, but this starting date is dependent upon the league being properly set up by that point. The new season will be delayed as long as necessary to make sure that everything is prepared. Setup includes the decision on whether or not to expand. Most likely, the league will have 8 teams next season, but this is not a certainty. Several new rules must be voted upon. 3 additional league refs must be indoctrinated by that time. And most importantly, the Hockey Zone site must be brought up to date. Another topic worthy of coverage is the sudden influx of newbies to the zone. Most of the vets started at a time when we were all considered new, so we learned the nuances of the game together. However, a lot of the vets have shown a remarkable lack of tolerance for new players making mistakes. Let's refrain from calling them stupid. Instead, let's explain to them why what they did was wrong, and then if they do it again, then it's a problem. But also, make sure they read what you said. Remember, they're new to the zone. They don't expect people to talk to them, so they probably aren't reading much text. Hockey Zone has had 6 new refs within the last 2 weeks. They are all under evaluation. One has lost his powers already, because the day after he was given them, he did 3 things he was specifically instructed not to do. That is disrespect. Refs are told not to put up with disrespect from players and use the shut up command on players who exhibit it. In the case of a ref showing disrespect, it goes a step further. The offending ref's powers are removed. Hopefully, the remaining 5 new refs, in addition to the veteran refs, will be enough to control the zone on a regular basis. If not, more players will be promoted to ref status. Also on the subject of refs, please refrain from talking them into starting vet games. The vets already know the zone and its rules. Instead, let the ref remain in the main spawn and instruct newbies in the rules of the game, as they are supposed to do. However, in the case that there are more than one ref in the zone, then as long as one of the refs remain in the main spawn, the other ref is free to start shootouts, dodgeball games, or vet games. Finally, there are several upcoming events that should be covered. First off, a player is trying to organize a goodwill game. He wants to place vets on different teams and run a tournament. More information should be available soon. Also, another party is trying to organize a World Cup of Hockey Zone. It will be a tournament with teams based on nationality. This should spark the competitive fire and national pride of a lot of people. And finally, production continues on the Medieval War Zone. It is going slower than hoped because of the work necessary to bring about a second RSHL season. But by the beginning of next month, it should be done. And assuming the room is still interested in hosting it, it should be another successful zone.
We also had a subspacer call in with a question for Godzilla.
Yes, this is Hockey Bill, and I'm 12 years old, and I play the Hockey Zone, and this question is directed towards Godzilla. I was wondering how many teams you're going to let into the next season, because there are a lot of teams out there. Thank you.
Here's what Godzilla had to say.
That's a good question that, unfortunately, I don't have an answer to. At the moment, it appears that 5 of the original 6 teams are returning. 2 squads, the South Park Cows and Faco, are definitely being added to the league, so that results in 7. Leagues with an even amount of teams tend to work best, so it's likely one more will be added, but there are no guarantees. The best thing I can say is check the Hockey Zone site daily, and as soon as a decision is made, there will be a post on the message board pointing you to the RSHL news section.
Hey, you guys. This is Cybrid from subspace.warzone.com. I've checked out the site and the show, and I gotta say, they're pretty damn cool. Got a few suggestions, though. Number one is pretty simple. You just need to talk about me more. I know you're thinking, hey, why didn't we think of that? As everyone knows, I'm the heart of the subspace community. If you don't talk about me, you're never going to get enough hits before time it goes, hobby. Anyway, number two, you need to start up a subspace-related news page that doesn't really talk about subspace at all. Wait, I'm running one of those already. Okay, number three is really just a reminder about number one. If you don't get those hits, you'll all be out of a job. It's kind of pathetic seeing a shadow trying to flip burgers. It's a great site, though, guys. For my sake, I hope you all fail miserably. It took me about 300 takes to get this dumb wave file just right, so at least you don't have any competition in the RA show department.
And the... Oh, wait, we have another call on the line. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Yankee99, Dictator for Life of Vulture Squad, and I just want to know why nobody has pointed out the fact that even though he's 14 and looks like a complete goofball, Zybert's geek, and nobody should go visit his site, and Trickster's a big fat ass. What do you think of that?
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Whoa, alrighty. Looks like we have some bitter rivalry out there. You can find both their pictures in Shriner's Gallery at subspace.warzone.com/gallery. Cybrid also posted a newer picture of himself, which can be found from a link posted on the main subspace.warzone.com site. And now for something completely unrelated.
And so, Lord Ucross said, "Let there be melancholy." And there was melancholy, isn't it? Anyway, Melon flew down from the heavens and blew everything up to little shreds. The earth was just a giant pile of dirt. Unfortunately, his average kill was about 0.1. Everyone was an egg. Isn't that a suck? Ugh, that sucks bad. Man! Anyway, Ucross chased him. And when Ucross was about to kill Melancholy, Melon turned around and bombed him. Ucross was down to very low energy then. He could not shoot. He had to repel, or else he would die. Melon was repelled away. He is safe at last. Yay! Unfortunately, there were about 70 vultures right there that blew the crap out of Melon. The end.
Coming up next, a slew of sports with Blackie Cup coverage from Godzilla, Pro League update from Neva G, Power League semifinal info from Top Score, and lastly, myself with this week's MLPB coverage. First up, Godzilla.
In RSHL news, Breakaway won the Blackie Cup with a sensational game, beating Power Play 6-4. The game started on a bad note for Power Play, with one of their star forwards, DN, being forced to play goalie because the two starting goaltenders weren't available for play. It turned out to be a close game, however, with each team trading goals until it was 3-all. That's when the disputed goal by Flash occurred. Though both goal judges called it good, most people, the refs included, would have counted it as a crease, and from that point on, Breakaway never relinquished the lead. Doughboy was superb in this game, as he had been throughout the playoffs, scoring a hat trick, further proving why he deserved to win the playoff MVP award. Congratulations to Breakaway.
Thanks, Zilla. Neva G with Pro League.
Hey everyone, this is Gavin, or you may know me by a suspect, Neva G. The Pro League Championship took place this past weekend. The two teams, Farsight and Redemption. It was a great match, and ended up going into overtime with Redemption winning the game and becoming the Pro League Champion. Congratulations to the champions, Redemption and to Farsight, for a well-played match. That is all I have for this week. A two-week break is now in place for the Pro League. During that time, many changes will take place. I'll highlight those changes next week. Back to you, Chris.
Top score from Outlaws.
You're in the finals now, correct? Our Power League is?
Yeah, win the finals after winning the semifinals Sunday.
So Sunday, who do you think is going to come out winner?
Well, I'll probably get beat up for saying All-Stars by my teammates, so I'd have to say Outlaws.
Outlaws?
I'm guessing a really close match and a 6-4 win for Outlaws in that one.
So what do you think it is about Outlaws that will make them come out tough?
First and foremost, Outlaws really have one of probably the deepest squads when we look at the talent. We have players like Direwolf, Samurai Trooper, Master of Subspace, Swish, myself also as one of the okay guys, I guess, and Rockpile, It's All Eyes, Argyle. I mean, I can just keep on mentioning good players. And we've been playing together for quite a while now, so hopefully that will be enough to take us on and win the trophy, or, well, there's no trophy, so just win the league, actually.
And here's my bit on MLPB. This weekend's MLPB action started out with a swift victory by Deathcore over the Shadows. Deathcore is turning out to be quite a team, folks, 10-5 first half. Shadows, as usual, had trouble getting players to show up. Had to call in 3 subs first half. Second half, more Shadows showed up. They had a full Shadows-only team, but that didn't help them out much. 10-7 second half for a total of 20-12 Deathcore. Second game, EB versus PBM. EB took the lead in the first half, 8-5. Second half maintained their lead and took it a little further, 7-4, for a total of 15-9 EB. The Silver Fox scored the last goal in the very last second of the game. MVP was PBM's Doodog with a 35-20 win-loss ratio and 3 goals. Thanks to Roxette for this info. As far as I know, there were 2 games on Monday, All-Stars versus Space Sharks and Team 1 versus Brazil. I couldn't find anyone to give me the stats on these games, so I don't have anything for you. Remember, people, we need your help. We need someone to report on the MLPB games, Power League games, and AM League. If you think you'd be a good sportscaster or just want to collect stats, please email rashow@subspace.net or submit a wave at our wave submission page. Roxette did a poll recently to find out who the top 10 overall Powerball players were, regardless of league or zone. The results were, in descending order, Mads, Pit Fiend, Top Score, Tom Petty, A Puppet, Samurai Trooper PB, Sister Mona Lisa, Jaredin, Dire Wolf, and finally the number one Powerball player, Darkosis. We had a listener send in a question early last week.
Hi, this is SG calling from New Orleans, Louisiana, and a question that goes pretty much to anybody. What are your views on vulching and or negging?
Okay, Godzilla, care to field this question?
Personally, I am against both. One of the first things I noticed when I started Subspace, way back in version 1.09, is the complete lack of honor that most pilots exhibit. So my first goal was to obtain and keep a reputation as an honorable pilot. To that end, I created a Chaos Zone-based squad called Synergy. Our primary goal, as the website says, was to lead an average kill, as the members of Synergy don't have the time nor the inclination to try to lead in points. We frown upon neg killing, vulching, mining, etc. None of our pilots had his target indicator set to less than 80 bounty, and our pilots regularly had average kills over 100. We even ran from negs if they shot at us first, rather than teaching them a lesson. We are now mostly a league team, but we still occasionally go back to KS and obey the standards we adhered to back then.
All right, I just got a message from Indigo saying that he wanted to make a comment about this vulturing negging issue, so we've got on the line right now. Are you there, Indigo?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, why don't you go ahead?
Well, in general, I both feel that they are very weak and very lame acts, yet in certain situations, I would do it. Why? Well, if I'm in a zone, flying around 100 bounty or so, and this 10 bounty neg is continuously firing upon me, I would have no reservations about killing him.
Neither would I.
As a general rule, I believe in fire only if fired upon. Vulching, while certain zones actually warrant themselves to it, take dueling zone. If you're flying around out in the middle, you're a prime target. If you're in a box, I'll leave you alone. I've fallen victim to it many times, and I've been the perpetrator many times as well. I can't condemn it, but I don't condone it either. One more thing, a little off subject, that bothers me in many zones, are the players who play in the zones, but don't play with the zones.
What do you mean by that?
Well, sort of like the zonies versus the zoners.
Okay.
Like, the people who only shoot cloakers and turf, or those who turret in war zone, killing the ones who are greening. I mean, if you want to shoot cloakers or kill greeners, go to Chaos or Alpha, but leave the bandwidth to the players serious about the zone. So, I don't know. Enough from here, I'm ready to play.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for calling up.
Oh, no problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, we also have a letter here from someone about this negging vulching issue. Ald writes, "My thoughts on negging and vulching. While it is really annoying in every zone, it's just a part of the game in Chaos. Go there and kill everyone. That's what they say. So no problem if you neg kill or vulch in Chaos, while negging is still pretty dumb. Well then, in dueling zone? You can't really neg kill, so the only thing is vulching. No. It's called dueling zone, not Chaos zone, and that's it. Awesome radio show, by the way. Ald." Thanks to everyone that contributed in answering these questions. All right, we've got the elusive Neva G on the line. You there, Neva?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we got some questions for you. First one is, how long have you been involved in subspace? You know, where are your roots, what zones you start out in, stuff like that.
Well, like every newbie, I started out in Alpha,
mm-hmm.
worked my way to Chaos, then finally got into Warzone. When I got to Warzone, I spent countless and countless hours of trying to win a reset, and I got in the top five once,
mm-hmm.
and then I got into Pro League. Once I got into Pro League, it kind of took off from there. I started reffing and helping out with our leagues, and ever since December of 96, I've been involved in the league.
So what other leagues have you been involved in? I understand that you didn't help start just Pro League, but actually started out Power League, and what other leagues have you been involved in besides that?
The Amateur League, when it first started up, is ran by LJC. He needed a little help. I helped him just a little bit. I've spent a lot of time with Ego Slasher and Danskar and the Pro League, but after that, they offered me Power League, and Power League is definitely very popular today, and, well, I helped get it up, and due to other conflicts, I handed it over to Ganja, and he's doing a really great job with it.
I understand you're currently involved with Pro League, so what is Pro League, and how is it different from Power League and MLPB and Amateur League?
Pro League is pretty much where everybody says is where the best are.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4-on-4. You know, you have first to 12 wins, or if no one gets to 12, whoever has the highest score wins. You've definitely got top-notch pilots in Pro League. Some people that you could just are amazed by their talent are in Pro League.
Wow.
It's a 60-minute match. Like I said, whoever has the highest amount of kills wins. There's all kind of specifications, all kind of rules you have to follow. Your basic information source will be http://sog.java.net. Anything you want to know about Pro League is on that site.
Can you say the spell out the beginning of that URL for us, please?
Sure. It's http
uh-huh.
colon backslash backslash
mm-hmm.
sog.java. .net.
That's S-O-G, S as in Sandy?
Right.
It sounds like Pro League is pretty intense. I'd imagine it's pretty hard to get into it.
Yeah, it is. That's the big topic right now. They're trying to make a way of bringing in AM teams and people off the waiting list. The waiting list right now is very, very huge. My last time I looked at it was 75 teams plus.
Wow. On the waiting list?
I'm on the waiting list.
Wow. So how many teams are actually involved right now?
Currently, there are 40, and there's talks of expanding it to 64.
Wow, 40 teams. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So who's running the server right now? Where is it located?
It's on VIE.
Mm-hmm.
VIE has run it from the beginning and probably will run it to the end. They've run both the Amateur League and the Pro League.
All right, that sounds great. I think that's pretty much the end of my questions for you. So.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Boy, I tell you, that Gavin certainly is a country boy. And now it's time for that interview with Top Score. Hey, Paul, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got some questions for you about Power League. First off, what is it about? How is it different from MLPB and Pro League and all these other leagues out there?
Well, first and foremost, it's only 8-on-8 compared to MLPB, where there's 10-on-10 or up to 15-on-15. And also, it's only one ball, and there's no interwarping, no matter what. That is probably the biggest difference. And it was also founded a bit for MLPB, which came as an alternative to Power League, actually.
So I know Neva G founded this. We interviewed him actually early in the show, and he's since moved on to another league, obviously Pro League. So who's in charge of Power League now?
Well, Ganyasaurus took over for Neva G after he left, and I guess you could call it co-op. I just help him, and at the moment, primarily scheduling, and I'm working on automating some of the stuff, like the roster pages, stuff like that.
What are your plans for next season?
Well, we know that a couple of players are leaving, starting a new squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we might also get one and two new players, but hopefully we can keep everyone together and we'll just continue into the next season. But we've also been concentrating a lot on AM League. Our mm-hmm. captain, which is Vulture, is primarily concentrating on Amateur League and hoping on getting us onto Pro League.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about Power League? What are you planning on that for next season as an administrative?
Oh, as a co-op. Well, Ganyasaurus just sent out voting ballots
uh-huh.
with a couple of questions. And one of the things we really want to know is, do people want to stay 8-on-8 or do they want less 7-on-7, 6-on-6? Do we want to keep the current scoring system?
Mm-hmm.
Do people want more repels, more rockets? So we sent out a voting ballot to all team captains.
Okay.
And we also hope for a lot of extra teams to get in to the Power League next season. I know that Anthrax from the Pro League has been trying to create a squad with different Pro League players, and Darkosis has left Requiem PB and are playing for Redemption PB, the normal Pro League squad that he won the Pro League with. So hopefully a lot of new squads also.
So do you have the contact information for new squads that want to apply to be Power League teams?
Not yet, but if they want to apply, just mail to Ganyasaurus. The email address is on the Warzone Powerball page.
And what is the URL for that?
That's subspace.warzone.com/powerball.
I hear you have plans to start a new league, the PB Cup, and it's coming up. So what are the details on that?
Oh, well, it's not really a league. It's just like the name implies. It's just a cup, just like the World Cup isn't a league. It's,
uh-huh.
it's just a small, quick, and hopefully fun cup. It's I planned it to be played after the current league ends. And it's 6-on-6, one ball, no warping, more or less all the normal Power League rules, but with the exception that it's 6-on-6.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping on a lot of different teams joining up, not squads, just different teams with different people. There'll be a 12 people maximum roster size on it.
Uh-huh.
And the way it'll be handled is that we'll hopefully get at least 20 teams to sign up. And in that case, each of them will be in like a four-team division.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play each other in that division. And the two best ones continue into a knockout-style cup, just like the World Cup, actually, and the Champions League in Europe.
So how long do you estimate this whole thing will take?
Three weeks, hopefully.
3 weeks?
Hopefully no more.
Wow, that's really short.
Yeah. So it'll be like 2-3 matches a day, and the first ones will only be half an hour.
Okay. So here's some personal questions for you. Obviously,
sure.
You live in Denmark, right?
Yeah, I live in Denmark, a small country in Europe.
So So do you find it difficult, I mean, organizing with all these other people on the network? Because I think probably the majority of subspace players are probably in the United States.
Yeah, but still, I mean, how many of them actually talk on the phone? And how many of them do anything but talk by email?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no different for me.
And
so
ICQ,
in that perspective,
really,
it's not really that big a problem.
Yeah, ICQ really kind of broke the barrier with that, too.
Yeah, definitely, right, definitely.
So what is your occupation?
Well, I work as chief of programming at an internet content provider that does a web page or web service, kind of like Yahoo, but only Danish links. And
Yahoo,
I can mention that Swish also plays there, actually.
You said Yahoo?
Oh, plays there, works there. So.
You said Yahoo?
Kind of like Yahoo. The Danish name is UB, which is more or less a direct translation of it.
Okay. So where did you start out in subspace? What zone did you start out in? And where did you move along? How did you eventually get into protocol?
I started in version 106 in Alpha,
mm-hmm.
and just, well, flight along back then. And I actually, after that, I moved on to Chaos pretty quick and actually flew around with Danska, who is the pro league up, and found out later on that I also flew around with Trix and some other guys, because those were the guys he flew around with. I didn't even know that when I think back.
Uh-huh.
After that, I took like half a year's pause, playing Meridian, stuff like that. And then I came back, played some Alpha. That's where I met Argyle,
mm-hmm.
in a squad called IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And played some Chaos, a little bit of Warzone, and pure accident. One day I happened to start, well, trying to play Powerball just for the hell of it, see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was together with Swish, and we both got majorly hooked on it. And, well, we've been there ever since. So that was like, must have been like November or something like that in 97, that is.
Okay, well, that about wraps up all the questions I had for you. Thanks for coming on the show for us today.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, you know what that music means. If you haven't fallen asleep already, I'll give myself a pat on the back. This has been one long show. As I mentioned earlier, we'd like to get more sportscasters on the show covering all the various leagues in subspace. If you have any news you'd like covered on the air, please let us know as soon as possible. Remember, we want to hear your comments and questions for the show. After all, we're doing this for you guys. Send email to rashow@subspace.net or submit a wave by visiting the RA Show website at rashow.subspace.net and clicking on the listener call-in link. Please remember to read the wave tutorial. We've had some great waves come in, but due to bad recording levels, we are unable to use them, so please, please use the tutorial. Special thanks go out to Godzilla and EvaG, Rockset, TopScore, and all who called in for the various contributions. Much appreciated, guys. Also, Jesse for the great music. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.